What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
What's up, Tim?
What is up?
Oh, you know, about to go pick up my check so I can pay rent.
Turn up to be broke.
It's okay though, because we're still bringing the positive news stories.
Indeed, we are.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, every Monday and Wednesday, we do uplifting and positive news in podcast format. We're still getting better every single day. And on Friday, we talk about an issue and how you can change it for the better. This upcoming Friday, so 2 days from now, we're answering questions from the youth. And they hit us with some legit questions.
Whammies.
I think you'll really like the episode. If you want to ask any questions to the Positive Truth, hit us on our email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. Where else can they find us at, Tim?
You can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @TPT_podcast. On Instagram now, at The Positive Truth. We need to upload a picture soon, by the way. We keep forgetting. You can also find us on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube.
You know it. So let's get right into these positive news stories.
Indeed.
First, we're going to start in Hong Kong, where on Friday, there was a big, big legal matter that was settled. Basically, in Hong Kong, it doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, but they were having a legal battle to see if homosexual couples could get the same benefits as heterosexual couples, or like for civil service, and it passed. So this is the first real country in Asia that is saying like same-sex couples, if they're both working, get the same benefits as heterosexual couples. Good news.
That's awesome.
Good news.
Oh yeah, that's a good way to start off the show, JP. Well, mine is from Arizona. This is actually a couple week old story, but if you haven't heard it, this is news to me. This Arizona female becomes the first female player to receive an NCAA football scholarship.
Wait, what?
That's right. You heard me right, JP. Becca Longo, 18 years old. She recently made history when she received a football scholarship.
Where is she playing at?
She will be playing football and basketball at Adams State University in Colorado.
Oh, so it's like a small school?
I mean, it's NCAA Division II. I mean, I don't know how small that is, JP. Isn't that what size your college was?
I really don't know. I'm just saying, like, all I'm saying is, like, some of those, we're in America. We're based at Oklahoma City. People take football way too seriously where we're from. Especially and, college football.
Man, you ain't lying.
I remember one time I was in Oklahoma City, doesn't have much of a nightlife. They have this like block stretch, which is supposed to be cool. It's called Bricktown. And I was walking through there after I done eating. And this was like a few years ago. And apparently like OU lost, like University of Oklahoma lost a football game. And the security guards were like, if I ever see him on the streets, I beat him up. We're talking about OU's quarterback. I was like, really? Football is not that serious. And they got all these special stadiums mimicking outdoor conditions.
JP, man, football is king in Oklahoma.
Russell Westbrook is king in Oklahoma.
Touche.
This is still impressive no matter what. The reason I asked what school she was going to is some schools take their football programs a little more seriously than others. But I'm glad she's playing. We're gonna need follow-up on this, Tim.
Like, no, for sure. I'm definitely gonna I'm sure it'll be all over ESPN once she, you know, first kicks a field goal or something. I definitely wanna check it out. Her name's Becca Longo. If anybody else wants to Google her or anything like that,
what position is she playing?
Kicker.
Oh. Oh. I thought she was out to attack with fools.
JP, you are ripping up my positive news story right now. I'm all proud of Becca Longo and stuff, and you're like,
oh, I'm proud too. I'm proud too. I never understood why, like, these soccer players, like, just, like, if you're playing professional soccer somewhere, why not take this, like, multi-million dollar check and go kick field goals in the NFL? I never understood that.
Man, and I still don't. As a high school coach, I have a bunch of kids that play soccer and they run cross country for me, and they have some legs. They're little tiny guys, but they can kick a ball so far. We're talking, you know, 40, 45, 50 yards, like, with ease. And these are kids that, you know, don't focus on soccer like that.
Yeah, man, like, that's the one good thing about football. If you're a kicker, you get paid the same, you get the same scholarship, and all you have to do is kick extra points and field goals. You good. Somebody sign me up for that scholarship. I don't have to get hit. And if I do get hit, I'm just going down like a punk. I'm not having no concussion problems over here. No head trauma. I'm good. I see somebody coming at me, I'm going straight for the shins. Whip tackle.
Oh, man. JP, what's your next positive news story, man?
Okay. Do you know anyone that has a drone?
Yeah, I do, actually. My boy Jesse.
Have you ever flown it?
Nah, I definitely won't even try that.
Yeah, Tim, this is not... See, I'm just sidetracking, and I don't care. So at Easter, my nephew has a drone. We're all sitting over there, and my nephew was like, you want to fly my drone? And I looked at him, and I was like, no, are you kidding me? I'm not breaking that. I think it's just because, you know, like, when we were in, like, 90s kids, like, you get, like, those RCA cars, and they would, like, the first time, RCA planes, too, like, the first time they dropped, they broke.
Destroyed. Yo, let me tell you a side story off of that. First time I got a remote control car, I found it in my grandpa's garage. It was all beat up and stuff, put some batteries in it, the antenna kept falling off, and once I taped it down, it was good, right?
Yeah.
I'm playing with it in the garage at my grandpa's house, and my mom was like, all right, you can go, you know, in the driveway and play with it. It's cool. Just, you know, don't play with it in the street. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I had this car for about an hour. Went in the street one time, antenna falls off, so it stopped working. Car runs it over.
And what did you say?
You just laughed at one of the most miserable moments of my life, JP.
Hold up. What did your mom say?
I told you not to drive in the street. I walked in the house with it in pieces, crying.
How old were you?
Man, I had to have been like 6 or something, 7 maybe.
That's pretty funny, though, in retrospect.
Yeah, you know, like 20 some odd years later, it's funny. My bad, man. Go ahead with yours. I'm sorry.
This just doubly proves, like, us 90s kids have had bad experiences with hard to control remotes.
Man, you ain't lying.
But they've started using drones to combat forest fires.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
So who's, like, running it? Is it, like, some, like, super young millennials? Are they still millennials right now? They gotta be still millennials, right?
I don't know. All I know is this drone costs 85 G's to make.
Oh, so it's a big one.
And basically, it maps the fires and guides firefighters to hotspots and surveils the scene so they don't, like, get trapped.
Wow, technology.
Amazing, right?
Man, that is, like, so awesome.
Maybe we need to learn to fly drones. I'll be the firefighter in the back, just checking everything out. Yet again, JP's not trying to get myself in any kind of physical harm at all.
Oh, man.
But I'll scope the scene out. I'll be the person in the back. I got your eyeballs.
See, that's where it's at, man.
What do you got, Tim?
These tech jobs are crazy right now.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, in Wichita, Kansas, actually... This young man and his mother, they leave these boxes in front of their house. They call them blessing boxes. And basically what they put in them are like socks, underwear, canned goods, you know, just some kind of food that anybody may need. Basically his motto is like, take a blessing, leave a blessing, basically. You take one thing, you leave one thing. Whenever you can. If you can't, you can't. It is what it is, but just keep it rotating. So basically his neighbors found out and they'll come by and drop off all kind of things from blankets, bottled water, a box of canned goods to cash. And every time they drop off cash, he always goes and he goes to the store and buys stuff that he puts in the box. He never uses the cash for himself. And he's been doing this for so long that he's gotten so many letters basically thanking him for everything he's done, that he helped out so many people. And basically the reason they made this video, they wanted to share it so other people can, they can inspire other people to do this across the country. They want other people to
be able to give back. Tim, let's make a blessing box.
JP, I'm so down for it, man. Like, that's what I was going to tell you at the end of this. I was like, I could have sworn we talked about this before, but since we haven't and you said it, let's do it.
But I need to see a video. How big is this box?
It's a pretty big box, man. I mean, this kid's got to be like 3'6" or something, and it's like about his size. So it's probably about a 3.5-foot box, man, for sure. We could do it, man. We could do it. We could make it. I'm like, I've been on my like handyman skills at the house, so I'll bring my power tools and we're golden.
Yet again, JP is not trying to get anything dirty. You do that, I'll make the sign.
Oh man, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, I like that, man. I like that. Coming to our Positive Truth Instagram, a blessing box near you.
Yeah.
Okay, my next story is about a cancer survivor. His name's Jules Mountain. He climbed Everest.
Which is amazing in itself.
But on top of that, this is the second time he tried to climb it. In like 2 years ago, so I'm guessing 2015. So he had cancer in 2007. He had lymphoma, went through chemo, started to recover, felt like he was weaker, so he started, you know, climbing mountains. He started climbing in 2015, right?
Right.
Everest the first time, and he's sleeping in, you know, cold tent, and he hears the ground rumble. It lifts him in the air. He opens up his tent, and there's an avalanche coming at him. So he's like one of the only survivors of this avalanche, decides to come back and climbs it again in 2017. You can do anything you put your mind to, man.
Man, you ain't lying. That was awesome. To climb Everest by itself, and then all of a sudden, man, I'm scarred mentally, physically, emotionally. There's no way I'll be going back.
There's no way.
I'll be with you, JP. No way I'm getting in trouble or getting hurt.
My bravery is sounding like it's at an all-time low, but yeah, I would never climb a mountain either.
Not Everest. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I went to Pikes Peak, I think, in eighth grade. And that was really fun. But, you know, we took a train up. There was no hiking involved.
JP, we got to get you outside, man.
I'm great with outside. I like the outside as long as it's not trying to kill me.
You got to fight back, JP. You got to fight back.
Yeah, I'm going to run.
Oh, man.
Run, zigzag, and jump. I got that down. What's your next positive news story, Tim?
Man, mine is actually coming from Texas. So it's been raining quite a bit around here, you know, also in Texas, which isn't too far from us.
Understatement. And,
yeah, it's been flooding, and that's exactly what this first story is about. The floodwaters in Texas were getting so bad that, you know, cars were flipping over and they were flooding, and actually a pickup truck flipped over in a ditch and it started filling up with water really quick in Myrtle Springs, Texas. And inside was Philip Oaktree, his infant son Marshall, and his toddler daughter Addison. When a man arrived, there was a bunch of people like just working on trying to get this family out, right? And all of a sudden, Mitchell goes in there and immediately pulls out the baby. this guy Mitchell was the person that arrived last after seeing all these people trying to get them out, but they couldn't because the water was so strong that it was keeping the door shut, you know, so they're pushing as hard as they can, but it's filling up. It was probably like a movie scene, to be honest. That's how I think about it in my head anyways. And they pull out the baby, but the baby wasn't breathing. And somebody actually caught this on video. And as soon as he took the baby out of the truck, he immediately started doing CPR. And the whole time while he's doing CPR, this lady's like praying. You can hear the lady praying, "Dear Jesus, please let this baby breathe. Please, please, dear Jesus, just please." And all of a sudden, video cuts off. Basically, what ended up happening was everybody went to the hospital. The baby ended up surviving. Everybody's doing a lot better. They look very promising from what all the doctors say and after taking all the tests. And they basically just wanted to thank everybody that went to go help them because that was obviously a dangerous situation for them as well to be in.
That's what's up. I'm glad that ended happily, Tim. I was worried there for a second.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely it's definitely terrifying, definitely. But it turned out to be positive. And, you know, thanks to this man who went in there and looked like he knew what he was doing.
That's what's up. I like it, Tim.
For sure.
I'm going to go a little less life-threatening for my next positive news story.
What a surprise.
So I've never... Have you ever heard of Metallica?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you know me. Not much rock music in my life.
JP, you never heard of Metallica?
No, I've heard of them. I haven't heard a song.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well... Apparently in the 80s, they got all of their, like, equipment stolen. And they heard about, in Washington, there's a cover band called The Blistered Earth. And while they were performing in Portland last Saturday, someone broke into their kit, got all their guitars, all their amps, all their drums, and everything. So Metallica basically just bought all of them, but bought the whole cover band new stuff. They didn't want any publicity for the event. But Blister Earth was like, hey, sometimes when bad things happen, it really brings out the best in people. Thank you guys, the stations, the KATU and KOIN in Portland for airing the story, and for the guys in Metallica for replacing our equipment. I just think it's really, really cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because
for sure,
band stuff is not expensive, and cover bands are awesome.
Cover bands are awesome. Indeed. Whoa. My bad, my computer started acting up.
No surprise, Tim.
Touche.
You want me to go with another one?
Nah, I got you. Boom. Ha. So check this out. You like Doritos?
Yes, but I can't. My thing with chips is if I eat one chip, I eat the whole bag, so I just stay away.
JP, I'm the same way, but I do not stay away. Yo, I eat about a can of Pringles every night. It's ridiculous.
What?
Oh, yes.
Hold up, time out. How much are you running?
Man, look, I still weigh less than 130 pounds, man.
I'm just saying, like, that's crazy, Tim.
Man, it's, yeah, my bad.
You might weigh more than 130 pounds if you start having real food in your life.
Probably right, man. I could live off of chips for a while. I could do it. Chips and paydays?
Nah,
my go-to snacks.
I don't do chocolate or caramel.
No surprise there.
You do chips and paydays back to back?
Yeah, man.
Whoa, Tim. You realize like 70% of the American population is overweight or obese, and you're over here, I'm not 130 pounds, and I eat chips and payday on the podcast. Probably made a few people angry right there.
My bad, man. Okay, back to Doritos.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta put it together. All right, so Doritos, check this out, did something really, really awesome. Whether you like Doritos or not, you gotta respect them for this. They actually took four teens in two different helicopters to prom.
What?
So, yes, man. There was four teens, two couples, two separate helicopters to prom, and Doritos, like a big old helicopter with, you know, the Doritos logo on the outside. It's like a freaking amazing little, they took actually some pictures in front of it. It's just a dope helicopter, man. I mean, what can you expect? It's a helicopter taking you to prom. But, so here's the story behind it, though. Shaden Wilden asked his best friend's little sister, Carly, who has Down syndrome, to prom. During the promposal, he wore this Dorito shirt that said, I know I'm nacho typical Dorito, but I'm going to be cheesy and ask you, will you go to prom with me?
Boo. I mean, it's a great prom proposal, but that is corny, yo.
It's super cute. He gave her like a bag of Doritos chips, and she's also wearing a red shirt as well, which is pretty awesome. Like, it was super cute. Doritos chips, some flowers, asked her to prom, and of course she says yes. And the cool thing, you know, it's his best friend's little sister. She has Down syndrome, and they're gonna go to prom together, and his best friend and his date are gonna go. So Doritos heard about this off of Twitter and stuff, and what did they do? They sent two helicopters to pick them up and take them to prom. They got their own helicopters each. Not even together, man. They got their, you know.
That was my next question. Why do they need two helicopters?
Because Doritos got money like that, man.
It's because people are eating a bag a night.
Man, my bad. I apologize.
You're good. Keep going, Tim.
Man, but back, look, check this out, man. They sent them in helicopters. They each got their own private helicopters. The cool thing about this whole entire story that I'm telling you, there's a video of him asking her to prom. There's all kind of pictures of them right next to the helicopter. There's pictures of Carly teasing on the helicopter ride to prom.
No, I'm going
to
share all of this.
I'm going to share this to the Facebook, so make sure you guys check it out, the Positive Truth Podcast.
I have so many questions. First off, where are they living at?
Let's figure this out real quick. I don't know.
Because I mean,
I don't know where they live, JP. I really don't.
If you're not in LA, like...
This looks like Connecticut, the picture that they're showing me, man. Or like somewhere in the Midwest. Texas, maybe. It's probably Texas.
Whoa, Tim. This looks like Connecticut. Oh, well, maybe Midwest, maybe Texas. Those are very different places, yo.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at
the scenery. I am not going to let you slide on that one.
I'm looking at the scenery. I was just thinking, like, I don't want people I know that have money like that live in Connecticut. And then,
wow. Like, wait a minute. The way to stereotype.
No, I just know, I know probably six people that live in Connecticut that their parents make, you know, over $1 million a year. And, yeah. So in my head, everybody in Connecticut is rich.
Then how'd you get to Texas out of this?
Well, I was looking at the scenery, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, these look like houses I've seen in Texas, so maybe this is in Texas, yeah?
Because every house in Texas has a distinct look that looks like nowhere else in America?
I mean, I've never seen any houses like that but in Texas. I've jumped through plenty of states. I mean, that was just... Man, leave me alone, JP.
Ball busting with JP.
I know, man. But yeah, I don't know where it's at. But either way, it's pretty dope. And these pictures are awesome. You guys definitely get a nice little smile if you guys check it out.
So my thing was like prom. My nephew's 18-year-old prom was last week. Makes me feel old as hell. Like, I don't even have any pictures of my senior prom. Did you do anything corny whenever you asked your date, Tim?
Nah, I was already dating her.
Oh. I tried to be cool. It kind of worked out.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do, JP?
Well, in my head, like, I have to get a prom date before spring break, which in retrospect makes no sense. But, you know, I have no fear. So I just walked up to a girl at her locker, and I was like, so what's up? And she, like, what's up, JP? Like, you know, probably thought I was going to crack an annoying joke, which I probably might have in that situation normally. Then I was like, oh, you going to prom with anybody? Like, no. Ellie, you want to go with me? She said yes. I was like, ha ha. I didn't even hide the fist pump either.
JP, man. JP, JP, JP.
But now I'm like, yo, I should have done something corny, man. But either way, it's a great story.
Yes, sir.
I got to see this video. We got to find out if this Connecticut or Texas scenery is true. So please post that on the Facebook.
All right, man. You'll see.
Did you post the Monday stories yet on the Facebook?
I may not have.
Tim, man, you're messing up.
I know it, man. I've been slacking on these Facebook uploads, so I'm definitely.
The people need that. See, it's all Tim's fault. JP posts all his stories.
Indeed, it is mine, guys. I apologize. I mean, I think they can figure it out. It's only the stories I talk about, so it's like.
I'm making sure they know. Speaking of prom, so I had my senior prom at 17. And you know what I wasn't doing at 17?
Staying out past 11.
Let's not talk about that. I wasn't raising $109,000 for my Clark County Food Bank in my county.
$109,960
and 8,500 pounds of food.
Wow.
Kid's name is Adian Ryan. Two first names. From St. Vincent de Paul in Vancouver, Washington. Basically, he liked food and fun drives, and he realized, wow, there are a lot of pieces in his county. There's 11.2% of the population is below the poverty level, and in his city, it's 14.8%. So he was like, we should do this more often. And so for a whole year, him and his sister have been walking around to churches and local businesses and asking, like, do you have any food? Do you have any, like, money you can give to donate? And they got rejected a lot. Their biggest donation was actually from a Carl's Jr. They gave them $26,000. So they did this for a year, and they raised $109,000, man. It's pretty crazy.
Crazy, man. That's wow.
Yeah.
that's awesome though, man. That really is. To raise that much money and that amount of food, like, that's inspiring for sure.
Do you have any more stories, Tim?
No, sir. Do you?
Yeah, I got one more.
Cool.
So we all know, like, we both had stories on plastic and how it's being wasted. Or how it's basically ruining our planet. In Indonesia, there was a startup that's doing nothing but, they call them cassava bags. So they're all biodegradable bags. They do cups, straws, and bags. And these bags are so biodegradable, you can put the bag in warm water and drink it. In the video, there's this guy basically it's his startup. His name's Kevin. He does this in the video. His name's Kevin Kamula. The company is called Avani. And it's just, they make all biodegradable stuff, like cups, straws, bags. It's a great video. And the craziest thing about this video is you can literally drink the bags. That's how good they are for the environment. You can't even drink tap water in some places in America, and this dude's drinking bags. That's amazing. I just thought it was a great positive news story.
Yeah.
Tim with a golden 4-star insight right there.
Man, that was pretty dope story though, man, for sure.
So hopefully their goal at Avani is in the future, there's nothing but disposable bags in the whole planet. I like it. I love it. I will post the news story. I'm going to post this one on Twitter just to be different, just to keep everyone going to both websites. But I think we're out of positive news stories for today, Tim.
Are we?
Do you have one?
No, sir.
Then I guess we're out of positive news stories, Tim.
All right, man. Well, let's finish up with a quote real quick.
What you got?
Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Will Rogers.
Kind of like your car when you were six, man.
Indeed. Indeed.
We'll see you all on Friday with a great episode. We're out.
Stay positive, unlike me, because of JP.